I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, AfterBuzzers. We are back, finally, 4 weeks later. We're so excited to be talking about Nancy Drew, episode 17. I'm your host, Chelsea Overrocker, reporting live from my bedroom. And then I have a full panel tonight. We have Cave Montgomery.
Hey, guys.
And Kay here is just a lover of an old-fashioned mystery. But Kay, how are you doing out there in LA?
I am doing great. I have an in-home studio, so we're chilling.
Oh, you have an in-home studio. Wow, you're fancy. That is nice. And then Samantha Jacobs is back. We missed you a few weeks ago. How are you doing?
I'm great. I missed you guys so much, especially after that cliffhanger. So I'm so excited to be back and talk to you guys about today.
Yes. Well, we know you're a lover of the Nancy Drew books, but this episode was good. So we cannot wait to dive into it. And you guys, Sam is also in our live chat. So if you're in the chat room, say hello. And if you are an Apple Podcast listener and would like to join in on the live chat, simply go to AfterBuzz TV, select Nancy Drew, and join on in. Okay, for tonight's episode, we have a lot that we're going over. We're going to be starting with the ritual the Drew crew performed a couple weeks ago and is now cursed because they did not pay that toll, which we had a feeling something was going to be coming up. And then we had the relationship between Ryan and Nancy. We found out last episode that Ryan and Nancy are related. And we started to see a softer side with Ryan when he's trying to figure out if Lucy was pregnant or not. So are we liking this side of Ryan? And then we had the events at Aunt Diana's birthday. Unfortunately, we lose a character tonight. My favorite, one of my favorites. And you're going to want to stick around because we have our special segment of Drew Crew OMG moments. So we're going to be talking about our favorite OMG moments. And then for news and gossip, one of the actor's daughter made appearance. Okay, I cannot wait to hear a little bit more about that. Then we'll get to our predictions. But before we start breaking down tonight's episode, ladies, what was your overall thoughts? We'll start with Kay.
Oh my gosh, boy.
I miss you guys.
I am so glad that we saw, like, I'm so glad that they essentially solved the mystery earlier so we're not left with this cliffhanger, because I am so excited to see how she was going to break it to him and how he was going to take it and that whole thing. And it was very unexpected. I thought she was going to straight up come out and tell him. And so the whole angle of her just, like, trying to keep it to herself, I thought was fascinating. Yeah.
I agree. What about you, Sam?
I feel like if you haven't watched this show and you've been snoozing on it really hard, this episode got you back. Or this is the episode that's going to get you to become like a Nancy Drewer for life.
I agree. Yeah, because 3 weeks ago when we were talking, you know, the mystery seemed like it was solved. Like, we know that Lucy committed suicide. Ryan is Nancy's father. Like, what's more to it? But this episode definitely proves there's a lot more that they could do. So I'm excited. Let's just get into it. So let's talk about the ritual that the Drew crew had to perform a couple of weeks ago. And then now they're paying a toll because they did not do what the Iglega told them to do, because they wanted to take all of Owen's blood and they stopped it. So now they have to pay the price. And it's interesting because in the beginning of the episode, we see Nick has water in his shoe and then it turns to sand. So I thought, okay, that's kind of weird. And then the same thing with Beth. She picks up a tomato and then there's maggots. Ace pulls out a rope and then there's like a finger attached inside the rope. Yes. George pulls out crabs that comes out of her mouth. There's crabs everywhere with George. And then what freaked me out the most was seeing the fish hooks in Owen's hand. Like, yeah. I think that has to be the worst vision that they're getting. And then Nancy losing her hair and choking. But Sam, when you were seeing all of this happening, were you thinking, okay, did you think that they would have to perform another ritual to get this solved? Or kind of what were your thoughts when this was all happening to every character, when they were getting these weird visions?
I knew they were going to end up asking George's mom for help, but I didn't think it was going to happen the way it did. like her mom was just eavesdropping and was like, oh yeah, and then this is how you do it. I thought it was going to be another, hey, I really need your help type of moment. I don't know if it was going to be a ritual. I thought maybe we're going to bring mom back from the hospital. I thought there was going to be some type of other like living Lucy-ness that you had to solve or put that in instead of just the mystical. But we also found out that the thing could have been a real human and it wasn't just all spiritual. So we don't know.
I know. Cause yeah, when I'm so glad they brought George's mom into the picture because every time she's in there, she just makes me laugh. She's like, don't you think I'm not getting involved with this? You know what happened to me last time? But yeah, she say that there's two ingredients. They would need a person who called it, which is Nancy, and one of their blood relatives, which is Ryan. So I liked how they brought that in. Kay, what are your thoughts on this ritual and everything?
Oh my gosh, I knew it. I mean, I was just like, if they don't let the Aglaika go ahead and take Owen, because they were like, oh, we saved his life. I was like, oh no, y'all gonna have to pay. So, yes. Oh my goodness. So the fact that the Aglaika was giving them all these portents, which I had never heard of before, you know, basically signs or warnings to say like, I'm gonna kill one of y'all next. I thought it was pretty nice of the Aglaika to not just come and take somebody, but to give you a little bit of warning and be like, remember, we had a deal because you did. So that was kind of insane. I mean, you guys know how I feel about Owen's character. I always thought he was shady. I thought he was up to something, but I definitely didn't expect him to be bleeding out in the bathtub. I'm interested to see if he is actually dead or if he might be doing an ace number, like maybe they could catch it before he bleeds completely out and his soul is somewhere floating in between. Who knows? That'd be a devastating loss for Nancy, another person that she loses that she was just connecting to. So that's true.
Because in the beginning of the episode, she had nothing to do with Carson. She wanted to get out of there. And I thought it was so interesting that she now referred to her mom as Kate. Mm-hmm. And so she even is saying, okay, this is not my family. So she is pulling away from Carson and Kate and she turns to Owen and they're planning on going to New York after the birthday party. So they're making all of these plans. And it seems like this is the one person that Nancy feels like she can trust. And yeah, we'll talk about Owen's death because I have a few questions about that. But yeah, if he is dead, poor Nancy, I feel sorry for her because now she feels like she really has nobody. And then the person that she's related to, Ryan, she doesn't really trust him right now anyways because she was really holding up, I feel like, a brick wall trying to get to know him and bring him onto the case. So that leads us into our next topic, the relationship between Ryan and Nancy. And Nancy goes over to Ryan's house and he has all of Nancy's journal entries scattered on the floor because he's trying to solve whatever happened with Lucy. He's trying to figure out if his dad was ever physical or he's just still really confused. Even though we found out last episode that Lucy committed suicide, he still has so many questions. And Nancy's even questioned him, like, why do you even care? Like, what's your theory in this? Like, why are you still interested in this? And you can really tell, I think, that he did love Lucy. But I liked how they both headed over to the clinic. And Nancy was just kind of saying, you know what, let me talk to her. You stay aside. Kay, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think Nancy's in the right to kind of push Ryan to the side and kind of want to get answers for herself before she brings Brian in?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I thought it was good writing because you know how Nancy is. So it fit right into her personality. Like she complains about people leaving stuff, you know, like leaving her on the outside, not telling her the whole truth is the reason why she's so upset with her dad. But then she's doing it with her new dad. You know, she's not forthcoming with him about the information that she has until she wants something from him. Then she divulges that information. So, I mean, that's typical of her character. So that's great writing. It's frustrating to see play out, right? What mm-hmm. I did notice, and this is kind of an aside, was that I noticed with the physician in the clinic and then with some other characters, I love how Nancy Drew always brings in people of color and diverse characters. Mm-hmm. I think that we're always used to just seeing your typical white character in just like a fill-in role, you know? But it was so good to just be like, this woman of color, she's of Indian heritage, you know, represented as the doctor. And then when we get to Diana's party, we see a lot more people of color, you know, because their family is interracial. So I just love that. Just as a complete aside, I just love seeing people of color on screen, and it's so diverse, and it shows how easy it is to just put different people in different places. So anyway, but yeah, I just thought that was interesting and hypocritical, which is like typical Nancy. Like, we're used to her doing that whole thing of like, you know, withholding information from people, but then being completely, you know, just done with people when they do that to her. So I was like, girl, please.
You make a great point, Kate, because at first I was like, yeah, Nancy needs to figure out what's going on. But you're totally right, because she gets upset when her dad, Carson, kept this mystery from her, but yet she's doing the same thing with Ryan. And Ryan, I think it comes from a genuine place. Like, he really wants to know what's going on. And I really do think he loved Lucy. What are your thoughts, Sam?
I just don't know. Like, we have people in the chat saying that, you know, Nancy should know who her biological mother was, and how he should have given her that from the get-go, because he knows from that. But that tension that she has with her dad, she's already had bad problems with Carson. Like, we've already seen them not have that very family-like relationship. And then now they finally get it back, and she's fighting for him, head over heels for him. And then now she hates him again. So it's like, this guy did raise you. Do you want to consider him a father? Or are you going to try to get Ryan to be your dad? You know,
so true.
Yes,
you guys make up such good points. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, Nancy has to say, okay, you know what? I'm just going to stick with Carson, because through the whole episode, she pushes Carson away, and he has no idea where she's at. By the way, was it her that put the nails in his tire because she didn't want him to go after her? Was that her doing?
I want to say yes, but I don't think it was.
It wasn't. Oh, so you think someone else is still after Carson? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel like if they made it Nancy, I don't know. I mean, I obviously, it probably was Nancy, but I want to say no. That's my I want. episode. I want to say no.
Okay. Good point. But then I'm kind of with Nancy, because then Ryan acts like a complete idiot by saying, she's like, we got to get this ritual. I need you to do a favor for me. And he's like, sure, I'll do it. And then he's like, oh, wait, if Owen's involved, never mind. Why do I need to be a part of this? I mean, he was, and that's what she said. That's what she got upset, because she's like, Ryan, people make choices. You hiding your relationship with Lucy, living under your parents' money. And then he stepped out from Tiffany. So she does kind of have a point where Ryan doesn't have that maturity of being a father.
It was interesting because he had something to counter everything she said, right? Because then Ryan is our bad guy character, right? He's not Ryan the Killer anymore, but you know, he's partway redeemed himself. But I think what was interesting was, like, he had something to say counter for everything she said, pretty much. You know, she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're this way or whatever. And he said to her, basically, you know who raised me. Like, listen, like, this is how I was raised. My marriage with Tiffany was a business proposal. Did you guys hear when he said that? I was like, oh.
Yeah, so he was like, I'm done with that.
Yeah, so for him to tell her, like, that was a sham marriage. And then when she asked him, when you were 18, you know, like, when she was pregnant with the baby, would you have ever thought of keeping it? And he was like, well, you know, when I was 18, I wouldn't be able to raise the baby. I was young. I was selfish. I have horrible role models. You've seen my parents. So he had told her before why he would be an awful parent. So then for her to pull over, you know, when they pulled over on the side of the road, for her to kind of like read him and be like, you're this, you're that, you're an awful human being. Mm-hmm. It was like, he already told you that. He knows that about himself. You know, you're not going to sit and tell somebody they're an awful human being, then get back in their car and then have them save their life and do whatever favor you need them to do for you. Like, I was so proud of him when he was like, find your way home, I'm out. I was like, yes!
So, I think that moment was, for her, was that she realized that she was in love with Owen, which is a Marvin, and she is technically by blood a Hudson. So I think in that moment, her own personal heart of hearts was literally crushed. And so she just attacked whatever was in front of her.
That's and what's interesting is, like, she probably already knew this, but like, hey, Carson as a dad ain't nothing like Riley. I mean, ain't nothing like Ryan as a dad. Like, Carson will take everything you dish out. Like, Ryan will not. Even when, even after she told him that they were, you know, he was her dad, and she was like, you know, maybe we could go get a cup of coffee sometimes. And she was like, I don't think I'm ready for that. And he was like, I don't know if I'm ready for that either. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. They are acting so much like daughter and father. Like, the more I'm hearing Ryan, the more I see Ryan and Nancy, because they're just as stubborn and they will not hold back. They are blunt and they tell it how it is. But my next question was, do you think Nancy was in the right to call Ryan out before he was there to do the ritual? Because even George was like, Nancy, you had one job. So if Nancy wanted to get all personal and wanted to confide in Ryan and call him out about people making choices, why did she not wait until they were done completing the ritual? Because her friends are still in danger. Do you think that was a selfish move on Nancy's part?
Nancy is selfish, period. She's always selfish. And I feel like she should have waited, and she didn't. And I think, like I said earlier, it was just like a heat of the moment type of thing that she just didn't control when she should have controlled.
Yeah.
Because
Sam, I think that was a good point you made about Owen. I think that was a good point. Because I was like, she's just wilding out right now. Like, she usually shows no emotion. And now, since, you know, these floodgates have opened, I feel like she's not in control of her emotions anymore. But saying how it's attached to Owen, I hadn't thought about that. That makes total and complete sense to me.
No, I thought that was a great point that you brought up, Sam. Really good point. So I feel like for this whole entire season, we weren't quite sure of Ryan, but now I feel like we're team Ryan. Are we team Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan the father, guys. No more Ryan the killer. Ryan the father.
Okay, we'll have to put that on social media. Ryan the father. We like, hashtag we like Ryan. I think Riley Smith, the actor who plays Ryan, will definitely love that. So we'll have to give him a shout out. Well, another thing we want to give you guys a shout out is here at AfterBuzz, and we just want to give a little message to you guys and just say thank you for still tuning in. Sam.
So yes, before we get into anything else, we want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk, and for us to continue this conversation. It really is with your guys' support. So if you're listening to us on YouTube, excuse me, please give us a like and subscribe. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. And you are our fourth mic. So, you know, leave comments. We want to engage with you. We want to have conversations with you. Like, you are a part of this conversation, and you're fans just like we are fans. So hopefully you guys keep the conversation going.
Yes, thank you. And again, we just really want to thank AfterBuzz for able to do this remotely. And I hope you guys are all just staying safe, being inside, and we could just do our part. So hopefully things can get back to normal. But one person that did not want to do his part was Ryan. So after Nancy pissed off Ryan, he was like, I'm out. I'm not doing this ritual. Goodbye. So that leads them into Aunt Diana's birthday. And I got to say, Bess always looks good. I love her outfit.
So good.
But that dress was stunning. And did you guys like the dress with the blue? I was like, okay, Bess Marvin, I see you.
She was
I
really
loved
cute.
Her hair. She just looked so like she belonged. And
yeah,
I
she did
that.
Really
she
look Marvin-esque.
Had her, yeah, she had her moment. Mm-hmm.
She did.
Let her have it.
Oh, yeah, and even Aunt Diana was like, okay, oh, Whitney, you move over. Bess, you're taking her place.
I know, I was like, listen, when I tell you Aunt Diana is a savage, do you understand what I'm saying? She is a beast. I was like, I don't know if I could tangle with Aunt Diana. She is no joke. When she said this family's like a game of shoot and ladders, I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. I know.
This family is ruthless. I was like, girl, what? Oh, you got yourself into bed. Yeah.
I know. And then you touch on a point too, Sam, towards the end of the episode. And Diana just does it in a sneaky way where they're taking pictures. They're on the couch like, oh, so your relationship with Lisbeth. Yeah, she should hang around. She's a cop. Well, she'll be good for our family. And then Bess is like, no, we don't mix relationship and work. She's like, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to tell her that. So, and Bess is freaking out. I don't know. I think Aunt Diana has something up her sleeve because the Marvins and the Hudsons always like to have a cop on their side. So I don't know. And like you said, Kate, you don't trust Lizbeth, right? You
have. Nope. And Owen told her that there's always a, she's a cop who has a penchant for taking down rich families. So then I'm confused. I'm like, what's up with her motives as well? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is she trying to warm into the family? You know, she seemed like she really wanted to go to that party. I mean, I want you to be comfortable, but I think we should both go and make a splash. I was like, yeah. Huh? If you got a jumpsuit? I ain't never seen you with nothing that's not a blazer. You'd have been at every fancy party. You were at the Velvet Mask party with your little blazer. I was like, huh? I home. Yeah, I was so glad when I saw Ace walk in. I was like, okay, best think about best. I really think this is time for best to think about best. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of selfish of Lizbeth, too, where she's like, if she was a good girlfriend, she'll be like, you know, let me sit this one out. I know your family. White doesn't like me. And I want to make sure that you make a good impression because this is important to you. And once you feel comfortable with your family, then maybe introduce yourself to it. We can, you know, have our relationship out there. But no, she was just like, oh, I get what you're saying, but I really do want to go. I'm like, who are you? Like, I wouldn't like it if my boyfriend did that.
No way. Yeah. No way.
Yeah,
she's up to something. There's something that she wanted to know or see or do. Like, Lizbeth is now, she's always been on the negative list.
Yeah, I've never trusted her. And that was a huge red flag that went up when that whole scene went down between Bess and Lizbeth. Nuh-uh, not here for it. Mm-hmm. But Ryan finds the locket in his car, and it's Nancy's, and he's like, okay, I've seen this baby picture before. Where have I seen it? So he pulls out the yearbook, and it looks just like Lucy. It is Lucy, just like Lucy. So he confronts Nancy at the party, and that's when Nancy lets it all out, saying, yeah, you're my dad. I mean, that was a jaw-dropping moment right there. Did you guys like how she just, the only thing I didn't like, and I was on Ryan's side with this, was Ryan said, if you did not need me for this ritual, would you be telling me this? And she that said, part. Yeah, she was like, no, I probably wouldn't. I would keep this to myself. Okay, what are you thinking?
How did you say you would keep it to yourself when the whole day he was like distraught about Lucy and the whole situation? Now, he said at 18 he wasn't ready to be a father and he didn't have all the skill set and all of that stuff, but he's different now. This is 16 years later. He's a grown man. Does he make poor decisions? Sure. You know, this is part of what Ryan does. But that doesn't mean that he can't know the truth. That doesn't mean now that you expect him to be your father. I mean, of course, he's not going to be able to step into that role, but he should be able to have some kind of information and enclosure on what happened with Lucy and what went down. So. Yeah. I don't know. I just was like Sam said, I was just shaking my head at her. Like, I understand it's not the outcome that you wanted, but at the end of the day, you had parents that like loved you, that mm-hmm. did so much to protect you. They did what they thought was right. It wasn't like they were doing anything shady. They fulfilled a dying woman's wish. Would you have rather them not to fulfill your mother's dying wish? Like, mm-hmm. think about the alternative. Like, yeah, I just could not understand that, still being mad at Carson. And then I felt like going away with Owen to New York was just running away from tackling the issues head on. Like, mm-hmm. taking a break is one thing, but like, it felt like she was running away. I don't know if you guys got that feeling.
Oh, yeah. Totally running away. Something major happened that reminded her of basically Kate is now what she's calling her mother. Mother's dead. She's now, both my parents are technically dead because my real dad is Ryan Hudson. And what made me so mad was that I wanted her to tell him at the clinic. Mm-hmm. I was like, why aren't you telling this guy immediately instead of dragging it on and not wanting to tell him? It's like, don't you want to tell him? That's like a secret you can have in your pocket. That's something you can use against him. Like, there's so many things that can be, you know, girl, when it comes to revenge, I got the list. So like, you know, it's just, she didn't think about it very well, I guess.
Yeah, it's like Nancy has some of the answers that she's been looking for since this whole season started, and I feel like she's not taking it to her advantage. And when she has the answers, yes, she's like down about it. And it's like, you know, you Carson will still be your dad. He even told her, hey, you're still welcome to come over to the house. And if you don't feel comfortable because you still need space, I will go to my office. Like, he's being such a good guy. But I get Nancy, she's upset because he kept this secret from her, but he was just trying to protect her. And then Ryan is like, I don't know what to do, but at least he made the effort in the comment by saying, hey, if you want to get coffee, I don't mind getting to know you. So she has people that care for her. So like, she just pushes them away. I don't know why she does that. But with the ritual, yeah, it's weird. With the ritual, they perform it, and then that's when the whole Drew crew finds out that Ryan and Nancy are related. Like, Bess is like, what, are they cousins?
Oh my God. Those reactions?
He was like, George slept with Nancy's dad.
Girl, Bess.
Oh, I so love finally someone said it. I was waiting for it.
Hot Bess, and I love it. When she said that, oh my gosh, this is what this means. She always just come in, like, whatever comes to her mind, she just word vomits. Like, I love it, though.
Me too. I love Bess. I wish I had a Bess in my life. You just, anytime there's like a serious moment, you know she'd be there with a great comeback. So I love it. But then they realize, okay, obviously the ritual didn't work. And in my moment, I was thinking, oh gosh, they're not blood related. Like, Ryan isn't Nancy's dad. Like, okay, but that wasn't it. Because when they called George's mom, they said the Aglaika is possibly non-human. And when they're putting it all together about what was happening in their visions, Nancy said, this sounds more like a person that was a prisoner, and it sounds like they just got tortured and that they're the ones that are the Aglaika. So it's not like some type of spiritual thing. That's what I got from it. But now, because they did what George's mom technically said was, they did the right medicine for the wrong disease. So that even pissed off the Aglaika more. And we see Owen at the end, dead in a bathtub. Kay, do you think he's really dead?
I don't think so. Listen, if your boy got electrocuted and came off the hook, you guys, listen. I, at the very least, need Owen haunting us to give us more clues. I need, at the very least, him haunting us. I think he's going to be alive. I think he's gonna be alive. I don't know what's up with the hospital in Horseshoe Bay, but they be saving people left and right, girl. I think he's gonna be there and give like a what's the word I'm trying to use? Like a, not a deathbed confessional, but he's gonna tell us something. Where I think he is gonna die, but he's gonna be in the hospital for a minute, and then he's gonna give us some more information about something. I don't know what.
But. That's good. What about you, Sam?
I think this is so hard. Usually I'm like, they're still alive. They're still alive. I think they're going to let him die. I don't know why. I think they need to get Nancy to have some self communication. She really needs to understand who she is, and she doesn't. And she's very spoiled and selfish. And I think by letting her love interest at this moment go, is going to force her to really be alone and really like look into herself and her life.
That's a good point. She does do love interest, case, that she's not focusing on self ever. That's a good point.
That's a very good point. But if Owen does die, it could be another mystery, because the only thing that I understand is when they found Owen's phone, they even made a comment by saying, oh, that's a weird place to find his phone. And you know how everyone was getting those visions? It hit them very quickly. Like, they didn't really have time to think. Like, Nancy was, like, losing her hair. Or was it? Yeah. And then George found those crabs. The time where they found Owen's phone in the bathtub, and if it's hooks in you, I feel like you're dropping dead to the floor. Do you think someone else, I don't know, could have killed Owen somehow? Or maybe, and that's why they want them to think that it's the Aglaika, but do you think it could be someone else? Because what was Owen doing in a bathtub? Like, I feel like someone had to carry him and put him there. That's the only part I don't get about that. It's a little bit of a mystery.
Or I'm thinking everybody else's image or sensation ended up being sand. His blood never turned into sand. He was still bleeding when they pulled him over. you know?
That's true. And like one thing we did say was it was very nice of the Aglaika to just give them a warning. I mean, towards the end, George's mom said, oh, you pissed him or her off. We don't know. But it seemed like everyone else still got those warnings. Owen didn't, but you make a very good point, Sam. There was no sand or anything in the bathtub to make it look like it was part of the ritual. It could be someone else.
If you're going to kill somebody, you're going to like slit throat. You're going to do something immediate death. Who stabbed someone in the stomach? It feels so like, that just feels spooky. You know, so many cultures feel like the stomach is the like pathway to the soul even more than the heart. So it felt very curse-like for me to see him in there bleeding out the stomach wound. And I was like, But I do get what you're saying with the phone and that whole thing is strange too.
Yeah, because it's a good mystery. Because I feel like he would just drop to the ground and be where his phone was at. Like he didn't, why we'd have enough time to go all the way, walk to the bathroom and then just end up in the bathtub. Like that part was a little weird for me. So maybe that could be another mystery with Nancy on her hand.
Unless he was the one they were supposed to sacrifice.
He was.
Yeah, he was. He
and
was.
So maybe it's more intense with him because he was the one that was supposed to die. Mm-hmm. So maybe they punctured him in some way as a bigger warning than everybody else's.
No, that's true. Like, I get if he was the one to be dead. Absolutely. Because it was supposed, he was originally the one that was supposed to get sacrificed and they wanted fully all of his blood. But I don't know. It's just, it could be also another mystery if it wasn't. So, but that was the episode. Pretty interesting. And I felt like just seeing Owen in the bathtub was an OMG moment. But that also leads into our special segment, Sam.
Hey, so since we all know who done it, our special segment is usually right now at this time that we are changing it up today. We're doing it. What is your Drew Crew OMG moment? What is the moment that made you totally shook, made you go OMG for real? Let's start with you, Kay.
I think one of my most shocking moments is when Nancy had to fight for her life a couple of episodes ago. Because for me, you know, now we just kind of see her creeping into places with her little knit hat and just like doing cutesy stuff. But when she had to fight Josh for her life, that was awesome. She was like kicking him on the side of the head with stuff, and then he got electrocuted on the hook. I was like, what? So that was an insane moment. And just crazy that his body after that was gone. Mm-hmm. Still, I have no idea if somebody took his body, if he was alive and left. Like, that whole scene and situation was crazy to me.
What about for you, Chelsea? What about for this episode?
I would say for this episode, it was definitely Nancy telling Ryan that he is her dad. And I just felt like just seeing Ryan's face, he was like, okay, like he had to take a step back. Like he knew it. Like I think once he saw the locket, it was getting there. But I would say that was my OMG moment. What about you, Sam?
Before we get into mine, we have some good ones in the chat. We have Billie Jean Girl. She said the ending of finding Owen dead in the bathtub was definitely an OMG moment.
Was this specifically just for this episode and not overall?
Yeah, it's whatever you wanted. But yeah, I would say this episode since we're talking
about it. I thought you meant overall. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. Do you want to go with what shocked you in this episode?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Peter Parker 3000 said my OMG moment was when Nancy found out that she was a Hudson because I totally didn't expect that. So everyone's pretty much saying the same things, like the Owen, the Hudson situation. My OMG moment that wasn't any of those was when, you know how much I love my Ned and George. When they let Beth catch them kissing, I was like, oh my God, yes, somebody knows that love is like existent, it's there, they went for it. I love my George and Ned relationship.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, Bess was like, sorry to interrupt your owner's meeting. Yeah, okay, I'll let you get back to your meeting with each other's mouths.
Yeah, it was so funny. I love that. But why is Nick a millionaire and sleeping on George's couch and hasn't offered George's mom a penny? Let me just say,
I know
the shade with that. I just want to say that shady on Nick's part when he knows their mom is struggling with all of those kids in the house. Yeah. Anyway.
We just need to tell him, okay?
I know. We're like,
have
hey.
A conversation with our boy.
We do. Well, that was OMG, well, Drew Crew OMG moment. So I love our new special segment. Thanks, Sam. Yeah. Okay, let's get into news and gossip with Faye.
Yes, guys. Okay, so the super exciting news for this week is Riley Smith, who plays Ryan Hudson on the show, his daughter made a cameo in the episode this week. How do you ask? Because she's a little baby. I don't even think she's born yet. She was the baby in the locket, you guys.
Oh, the baby in the locket. I love that.
Isn't that so sweet? So Ryan said, Riley Smith said that it was the producer's idea to put his baby's picture in the locket when they needed a baby. So he said it was really good to act with it because he would look down and see his own baby. So it helped to elicit all the emotions that he needed to really play in the scene. So sweet. And I love also that her middle name is Ryan after him. How cute is that?
That's so cute.
So Riley Smith is winning all points for us this week.
We're a huge Riley Smith fan.
Yes, we are.
And he's so nice too. Just how he gets back with us on social media. So yay. Oh, that's so sweet. All right. Well, before we sign off, ladies, what are your predictions? What do you think is going to be happening next? We'll start with you, Sam.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think that Ryan is going to show up and fight to be her dad. I think Nancy's going to continue to push it off. And as much as he's like, well, I don't know if I want to meet you for coffee, he's actually going to try to win her over and try to get her fully committed as a Hudson.
Good point. What about you, Kay?
I think once the parents some kind of way find out about Nancy being a Hudson and being alive, they are not going to like it. They don't like scandal. They like to keep things on the hush hush. Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be a huge blow up between them and Carson and Ryan. And it's going to be just a disaster and a mess. And it's going to help Nancy realize how lucky she was to be raised in a nice, stable, healthy, loving family, because that is not the family the Hudsons are.
Good point. I think we're definitely going to see a stronger bond between Nancy and Ryan. And if Owen is dead, I think Ryan is going to be the one there for her. Because right now she kind of feels like she has no one, like Owen was her person. And who knows, she might confide in Ryan. So that could be a really good thing with their relationship. And you did bring up a good point, Sam, about Josh. He just like fell off the map. So I'm hoping that they'll bring it back and see where he's at too in a couple of episodes, because he just disappeared after he got electrocuted. But I think that will be interesting too, if somehow he's maybe part of this ritual or something. So that's it for the predictions. Before we go, where can they find you guys on social media? We'll start with you, Sam.
You can find me on Instagram @storyof_Samantha.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter @hostK, HostKay.
And then you can find me on Instagram @ChelseaOverrocker and on Twitter @ChelseOverrocker. Okay, thank you guys so much for joining us, and we will see you next time. Stay safe.
On the finale!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.